Blog Talk Radio.
If you have patience with me for about a month, I will have you so smart. Yes, I will have you so smart that you can tie them around your fingers.
Preacher of freedom, justice, and equality. To you, my people, the American black man, who has been lost from our people for the last 400 or more years. Now we are no more lost people. We are found people. We have been found as the prophet predicted that we would be, by God Himself. We have today not to look to see the coming of God. We have today not to be praying on our knees thinking that God will come out of the sky like some spook. Some farmers think we have God in person with us today, to whom praises is due forever, and the person of Master Farah Muhammad, who came in the person of a man, not in what we have been thinking in the past, that God will come to us as a spirit. No, my beloved listeners, my people, God is a man and not a spook. Spooks have no joy, no interest even as much in any material thing. But to think over the affairs of you and me. We must forget about the power of tales that Christianity taught us by our slave masters' children. Forget about that religion altogether. It is not the religion that you should be believing in today. The religion called Christianity. This is a religion that was formed by the Caucasian race for their own purpose of deceiving the black people of the world. They did just that. And have you, many of you, of my people, whose fathers suffered 300 years in servitude slavery, and had no teacher of spiritual truth, nor a teacher of anything that would deliver them from the chains of ignorance and specifically slavery of the white race. Not only here in America, but throughout the earth, the white race has ruled the black people of the earth with a very, very heavy and a torturous hand. A hand of unmerciful, having no mercy whatsoever in the rule of the black man. The rule over the black man without any mercy. The rule the black nation with death. He ruled the black nation with fear. And finally, slavery and death. Today we must remember that we know more in the ignorance of yesterday. We have the truth today. We know the people. Almighty God, Allah, to whom praises is due to forever, who have appeared in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, has revealed the truth to us. Open our eyes to reality and not to foolishness, not to spread and pray, but open our eyes to reality of the truth and the upgoing of wisdom like a man, the practice of truth, the practice of that which brings to us that good thing that we thought that would come to us after death by the slave teachings of Christianity. A teaching that cannot never be accepted. It is not the teachings of truth, but the teachings of other than the truth. It makes us, forces us to believe in that which will not never bring to us salvation, freedom, justice, and equality. It teaches a subject to spiritual slavery. It binds the spiritual thinkings of you and me into slavery, thinkings, and believing in that which will never prosper us anything but slavery and death. We hear lots of this going on now. But let's take a look at the Christians themselves. The Christian nation of Europe and America and wherever they may be on the earth. They cannot help themselves today. There is no power in the religion of Christianity to save Europe and America and the world of Christianity from the chastisement and doom of our Almighty God Allah today. There is no hopes for them in Christianity. There is no power in Christianity to deliver us from the great destruction of the nations of the earth today. As a nation, the world of Christianity today is setting out a power tag as it is referred to. Not only a power tag that is real steel so that she won't go off, but the fuse to that power tag has been alive. And the explosion of it now can take place at any moment. But the time has arrived that truth and justice must destroy falsehood and injustice. The American leadership of my people, the black people, was deceived, greatly deceived, greatly deceived in that in which it has been taking us truth. They are deceived and thinking that one day that they rise up our spirits out of the cemeteries. They are deceived and looking forward to see spirits of angels coming in the clouds of the heavens. Yeah, I'm sorry. There won't be invisible things. Those angels is visible. People set by God to destroy the world. When you see them, there will be no joy for you who you have rejected the real truth of Almighty God for the last 35 years. God himself you have rejected, as it is written that you would do. Now the day of judgment is before us. We are living in the days of judgment. We are living in the days of Allah, of God Almighty, whose day it is that we should live. It is his time. It is his Sabbath. It is the time that you and me should rise up and lay hold to the truth and the guidance of our God. It is the day and time when every man will taste that which he has done of good or evil. This is the time. It is only God Almighty himself in the person of Master Firat Muhammad that can forgive us and pass over our sins. As it is written, God comes and seeks to save that which was lost. Save it from what? Save it from the destruction of his enemies. It is the so-called Negro, who are really not Negroes, but the lost and found members of their great Aboriginal nation, that God comes in search for. It is they that their sins will be forgiven if they will submit to the will of Almighty God alone. Obey him and follow his chosen messengers. It is the doom of any people according to the history of the past who will, after knowledge of the truth, willfully ignore the truth and follow the falsehood of that people whose life is doomed for total destruction. It was so with the people of Noah. It was so with the people of Lot. It was so with the people of Moses, Aaron, and his people. It was there a judgment set between Moses' people and Pharaoh. That is made so clear. What a time for you and me here today. We're under a hard master. A master unwilling to give justice to us. A master that is unwilling to even let you go free for yourself to do something for your own self. It's no more family witness or not. Hidden bears me witness. The so-called American Negro for 100 years up from slavery. The slave master's children, whose hands are free, live in the Negroes, but yet are not willing to give them justice, even in their courts, not willing to provide them with something to go for themselves. He holds them here as a prey. This is true and is clear as sunshine. The white man holds the Negro as a prey. Refuse to provide a way for him to leave. No, he's not from telling. He's fighting the freedom of the Negro all the time. He opposes the Negro in getting equal justice in that. We justly do some of America, as our fathers in our soul have spent our lives here for 400 years, enriching the white race with everything that they did us to help them in going forth early in the morning and coming late in the evening, working hard all day for 400 years to help make America the Garden of Eden, the paradise for the white man, living in good homes throughout the country, some of them over $1 million or $2, the value of them. All of this wealth and the beautiful homes for white people and the poor old slave who have prepared these beautiful homes with the sweat and blood, the beautiful short lines running across the country, of America, the continental of America is now crisscrossed with some of the finest railroads and some of the finest rolling stock iron that the world ever seen. She's rich. Stone spikes that pin the steel down to those ties of wood driven by the poor black man with his sweat dropping off from his brow on those spikes, hit and the spike hammer. What have he gotten for this? What has he been offered? With his chasing, moon chase, pardon me, of his enemies from one state to the other. After he has done all of this great sacrificing his life for his master, today the masters are not even given equal justice. Human rights he don't enjoy. Civil rights he don't enjoy. He don't enjoy no rights but the rights to be a subject to his white slave masters. This he has to come to love because out a few dollars paid to him for work, and he picks it and spends it. for whiskey and beer, for ball games, sports of all kind, he enters into. Wastes his money that he earns. He won't even take a nickel out of every day's work and put it up, or thank it for himself. I have a boon for you. Now, around 3 years ago, to let us all sacrifice one nickel a day, 22 million people, and see what you will have in that bank of your own at the end of the year. Would you do that? No. Because you are a black man, and I don't want no black man handling my money. I want my slave master's children who robbed me of everything to continue to rob me, hold my money for me. My friend, you are in a bad way of thinking. You are in a bad way of relying upon the enemy who has destroyed you. I have asked you to let us ask the Americans for a territory to ourselves here. We have well earned it. A few states to ourselves. Separate us. Just let me only want us for slave, for slave purposes. Only want us in a position where that they can keep you under perfect control with the police nightstick and with his gun and with the state troopers' rifles and tear gas. They want you like that. They don't want you living across the line in another state. They want me join their state. They want the so-called American Negro under the gun, under their power, where that they can treat it as they please. And that's with a beating and with death and with a few dollars for their labor. I want to warn you guys on that subject. The few dollars is becoming so worthless. Now until one morning you will soon wake up and find that American dollar that you rob and kill each other for today will not be worth taking out in a waste basket thrown into the trash. These things is bound to come upon you in a few days. As God Almighty has said it through the mouth of his prophets and has made it clear to me out of his mouth today, that American money will not be worth no more than discarded newspapers. The day is now approaching. And I want to say to you, my beloved brothers and sisters that are listening, you living in the day of judgment of America, God has said to you to judge America's place. The end of the anger of the nations of the earth. This is the day we are in. The day when peace is not accepted from America. Where are you and I live? The nations of the earth said they don't want no peace with America. This you know. And if the nations of the earth don't want no peace with Americans, I say, brother and sister, what should be old slave, once slave, ex-slave, what should he do? He should fly for his life. This is no time for you to be planning on sport, play, and chasing each other all over the country to see which one can be the leader. You can't be the leader today only into the grave of ignorance and only into hell's heart. You cannot be that in which you are not made for. The leader of this people today must be a leader in which God himself chooses. You can't lead yourself. So how can you lead those of others? Only the way that Jesus prophesied that you would lead. Blind, wounding the blind, both falling in the ditch together. I want you to remember that that ditch is hell, not a place of enjoyment. You will catch hell today trying to leap against the wishes of Almighty God alone. For the man that knows not God today and his purpose and his aims today for the nations of the earth, you are one that is blind, deaf, and dumb spiritually, and should not seek to lead others in the condition that you are in, but you should seek the spiritual life of Almighty God through that one whom God himself has raised up among you, and God has himself to guard you. I felt his power, his protection for him and those who follow him. This is the man that you should seek. And I'm just that man. Believe it or not, you are in trouble and don't know it. I beg you to listen to the truth. I try to persuade you to listen to the truth and follow after the truth. Every nation today is angry. And it is written, "Read on the Bible," that at that time, the nation would be angry. The nation would be angry. The 11th and the 18th verse of Revelation. The 11th chapter and the 18th verse told the pages of the read. And the nation were angry that thy wrath is come. The time of the dead, for they should be judged. This is referring to you and me. We are the dead that justice should come to. We are the dead that should be raised up and given an equal chance as other nations. The nations is angry. God is angry. The messenger is angry. The messenger is angry.